Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Rachel Johnson. She is the collections manager at the Buffalo Museum, the National Buffalo Museum in Jamestown. And Rachel, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Warren.
Yes, thank you for taking time joining us here on Let's Talk About It. We got a couple of things we want to get to today, but the big focus, the big thing that I wanted to kind of talk with you about today is the Bison in Art exhibit, which opened up earlier this year, I believe in May, right?
Right. It was the week of Memorial Day. I think it was the 25th or 6th. Okay. So that weekend we opened with a reception where the artists and their families were able to come. And we've been open since then.
And now what's really unique about this exhibit, you know, the National Buffalo Museum has had numerous different collections and exhibits that they put on. But what's really unique about this is everything highlighted in this exhibit is created by an artist from this region or outside of Jamestown, right?
That's right. We actually, it's a national show. One of our board members who's involved in museums put out a call to artists back in the winter, and I believe we had 150 submissions. And so obviously we could not fit that many in our space. We took 49 pieces from maybe roughly 40 artists. And while there are a number of North Dakota artists represented and specifically from this region, we also have folks from Washington State and Virginia, Oklahoma. So it's really a national show, and we got a lot of publicity out in the art community nationally.
For sure. And with this being a traveling exhibit, obviously it's not here for the long haul. While it fits perfectly with what the National Buffalo Museum is doing, it's going to be moving on here by September 2nd, right?
That's right. We'll be taking it down right after Labor Day. So September 2nd, I believe, is the Monday. So that following week, it'll be coming off exhibit. Unfortunately, it's not traveling. The pieces will go back to their artists at that point. Or for the pieces that have sold, they'll get shipped to the folks who have bought them. But this is a one-off, the one and only time that you can see these pieces in one place.
Okay, so there you go. That even adds even more enticement to go and check it out now. Rachel Johnson, again, joining us right now, and Let's Talk About It. And you kind of brought it up. These pieces are for sale, and it sounds like the proceeds help the Buffalo Museum, but also help out the artists a little bit.
That's right. We do a 70-30 split with the artists. So 30% of the sale comes back to the Buffalo Museum.
Awesome. Very good. Good way to donate too, and get a piece of that history and that art from Buffalo Museum. So Rachel, to come by the museum, is there a cost for individuals to do this? And how do they come and see this exhibit that's there?
Right now, there are very few excuses to not come over. We are open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week until Labor Day. So that probably anybody can find some time in those hours. Mm-hmm. The admission is $8 for adults, $6 for kids and seniors over 62. Kids under 5 are free. We do have a new kids room right now. So since we're talking about kids, if you've got a few, then it's a great time to come and enjoy the art and then let your kids have a chance to play in the kids room. We've got a puppet theater and some toys and a new magnet wall that Bowl Ironworks did for us. It's really fun.
Yeah, we're getting down to the last days of summer. We're struggling to find things to do. This sounds like a perfect chance to stop by and check that out, right?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. So we're talking with the National Buffalo Museum Collections Manager, Rachel Johnson. Check out the Bison in Art exhibit, which is there through September 2nd. The kids room that's there as well. But Rachel, there's a whole lot of other things for people to see at the Buffalo Museum, right?
That's right. We have a 17-minute film that introduces our exhibit and talks about the history of the bison and the near extinction and then eventual repopulation of bison, which largely happened with ranchers and other conservationists, right. But there were ranchers involved. Just this summer, we opened a new Buffalo Hall of Fame. We house the Buffalo Hall of Fame nationally here in Jamestown, and we did a new and improved version just in the middle of July.
Wow.
So that's a great way to learn about how bison came back from extinction. We highlight some of the people that helped do that.
And there's a couple other things. I know there's obviously the famed White Cloud is there as well.
That's right.
So individuals who were very sad about her passing, they can come and see her still, which is phenomenal. It's she's so beautiful.
She looks better than ever.
she got a makeover almost. Yeah.
She's so clean. I'm sure she was never that clean in life.
Oh my goodness. So check that out. And Rachel, you had pointed it out. Somebody who maybe has been there from the community, or maybe who's traveling through and listening to this right now and has been to the Buffalo Museum, said, oh, I've done that. Oh, I've seen that. There's been a lot of changes there as well, and we've kind of hit on some of those.
That's right. The new Buffalo Hall of Fame and the kids' room specifically are completely new in just the last few months, and of course the Bison and Art as well. And that takes up three rooms of our museum, so that's a lot of art.
It is. It is a lot. So get to the National Buffalo Museum. Check it all out. Again, they are located, I believe, where's kind of your location at?
So if you drive through the Frontier Village, but then take a right at the church, we are on that cul-de-sac. So if you're headed towards the world's largest buffalo, but take a right before you get there, you will come right to our parking
lot. Well, just know that they head to the Frontier Village before they get to the buffalo, the big buffalo. They take a right and they can get down to you guys, right?
That's right.
Perfect. So we want them to stop by, go check it out. And another thing we wanted to mention too, Rachel, while you were here, is this community survey going on, which is very important for the Buffalo Museum and their future, right?
That's right. We're starting on a strategic plan. We're going to get real serious about that in September, a strategic plan for the museum. And we would love to get community input on how we can best serve Jamestown and the region. We're considering the Jamestown region 100 miles in any direction. Sure. So you don't need to live right in town. But we'd love to hear what we could do to make this a thing that the community wants to use and wants to visit.
Definitely.
So we've got an online survey. We also have a paper version for folks that might not use the internet. You could swing by and get a paper version if you'd like. But the online version is at buffalomuseum.com/survey. It's 12 questions, and I think there's a couple places to write in answers if you want. Mm-hmm. But it won't take long, and it'll give us a lot of input.
Exactly. Quick, easy. I know I've taken it, so help out the Buffalo Museum in that regard so they know what they can be working towards and kind of set those future goals. And lots of things at the Buffalo Museum. We want people to go and check that out. And Rachel, if anybody has questions, you guys are available through several different platforms.
That's right. We've got a phone line for sure. You can find us on Facebook. We've all got email addresses. We've got a website that we're working on updating a little bit too. So yeah, contact us through any of those.
Perfect. Very good. Rachel, anything else about the exhibit or about the current happenings at the National Buffalo Museum or anything else you wanted to add out there?
Hey, we've got a lot of baby calves, so come by and at least visit those.
See, we could have spent time talking about the live herds and the baby calves as well. So yeah, there's a whole lot to check out at the National Buffalo Museum. And Rachel, we appreciate you taking time and joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.